Jim Nelson for this evening's Hemispheres, and now it's time for Cabaret.
Any unauthorized rebroadcast, recording, or any use of this program is strictly prohibited. Destination Freedom is sponsored in part by Arts and Society, Bonfils Stanford Foundation, the Ulipian Funds of the Denver Foundation, the Urban Spectrum, KGNU, and No Credits Production, LLC. Destination Freedom.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. And before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
The Lesson by Kenya Fashaw. Cast of characters: Duhunti, young black male. Ms. Wilson, white woman. Principal Shoei, a black male. The year is 2013, a year before the name change of Nathan B. Forrest High School, named after the first Grand Wizard of the KKK. Tohunti Brown, an 11th grader after school, leans against the wall in the hallway, waiting to speak with the school counselor. He's just transferred from his old school, Marcus Garvey High. He's dressed in a black hoodie, sagging jeans, a baseball cap, and a backpack. He bops his head to and lip syncs to Drake's song, Started from the Bottom.
Hey, Grandma. First day of Nathan B. Forrest High was whack. I'm like one out of five black boys here who don't play on the basketball team. It's not like Garvey High at all. I'm staying after to talk to the counselor today. I don't really trust counselors, but I guess I have to since Ma wants me to sort out my feelings about what happened to Tariq. I'll call you as soon as I get out, Grandma. Love you.
Tohunti goes back to bobbing his head to the music and listen to the raps in his song. Miss Wilson, the school counselor, sees Tohunti bobbing his head and comes charging toward him.
Excuse me, young man. The bell has rung and school is over. Hello? It's time for you to go home. I said, excuse me.
She rips the headphones out of his ears.
Hey, yo, what the hell? What did you do that for?
You clearly heard me telling you that the bell has rung and school is over.
Oh, my bad. My music was playing.
I'm sick and tired of you people loitering and causing trouble after school. All you do is drink, smoke, and listen to your gangster rap. I'm just sick of it.
You people. Look, miss, I'm not loitering. I was just waiting on the...
Save it for someone who cares, if anyone does.
What?
Are you even a student here? Let me see your student ID.
Miss, I just transferred today. I haven't received my school ID yet.
Sure you haven't. You looking for some of that, smoke? Selling or buying?
What the hell are you... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not selling or buying anything, lady. You're being real extra, for real.
You thugs need to stop posing as students and hanging out here, okay? Just by the way you're dressed, I can tell you belong to some kind of street gang. Now leave.
Ms. Wilson begins to push Tohunti forcefully out the door.
Don't touch me. Get off me. Get your hands off of me.
Tohunti tries to break free, jerks his arm away, and Ms. Wilson is slightly pushed back.
Oh, you pushed me. You tried to knock me down.
No, I didn't.
Miss Wilson sticks her hand in his face and pulls out a walkie-talkie.
Help! Security! Security! I'm being attacked by some hoodlum posing as a student.
What? I'm not a hoodlum, and I didn't attack you.
I need backup. Tell Principal Shoei to get here. Now! Now!
You're crazy. I didn't attack you. You put your hands on me first. You wouldn't listen.
Stay back. If security and Principal Shoei can't handle you, I know the police sure as hell will, and I'll call them in a heartbeat.
That's all y'all ever do, and then they kill us!
Principal Shoei runs in and manages to get between Tohunti and Ms. Wilson. He takes Tohunti by his shirt and hems him up against the locker.
What the hell is going on here? Who told you it was a good idea to attack my staff, young man?
Let me go! This white lady's lying on me! She put her hands on me first and said she was gonna call the police. They did the same thing to my big brother, yo! Let me go, man! I hate this school!
Calm down, young man. You're the transfer student, right? In my office. Young man, do you hear me talking to you in my office now?
I'm so glad you came in time. He got so angry. I thought it would be a good idea, you know, to call the police in case he became more violent. Some of these thugs just hang around here for fun, just looking for trouble.
Oh, Miss Wilson, I will have you to know that he is a transfer student from Marcus Garvey High and not a thug. As the school's counselor, it amazes me how you can hold such biases. Did he physically attack you?
Yes, he pushed me. Didn't you see him hovering over me like he wanted another piece of me?
But he said you put your hands on him first.
All I did was ask him to leave the halls, Principal Shoei. You know how these
Miss Wilson, if you haven't figured it out, your actions and words are what push students to a thug mentality and straight into prisons. You know, as educators, we have dedicated ourselves to critical race theories and culturally responsive pedagogy. It's important we are aware of our own biases, Miss Wilson. I'll send you a calendar invite to discuss this further. Have a good day. I'll take it from here.
But I...
Have a good day, Miss Wilson. Whoa! You need to chill out and calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. I'm sick of them. They don't know me. I swear, they don't know me.
Tohuti Brown, 11th grade transfer from Marcus Garvey High.
Whatever you're reading still can't tell you nothing about me, unless you do your research.
But I always do my research, Mr. Brown, especially when a student of color walks through these doors. So tell me, what was that all about?
Ask her. She's the one pressing me.
She's just very assumptive. I heard you mention something about your big brother. Did that have something to do with it?
Nah. You didn't hear me say nothing.
Mr. Brown, here at Forest High, we strive to be the best academically, as well as pride ourselves on the moral behaviors of our students and staff. Flipping chairs over, punching lockers, not going to be tolerated. There are very few students and staff of color here, so you have to go above and beyond to prove you are a good fit.
Good fit? I didn't ask to come here, and I didn't do anything wrong. This school is named after a KKK grand wizard, and there are literally 5 black students here. So please, don't talk to me about this school's moral behaviors. They thought hiring some old uppity nigga would pacify it, I guess.
Boy, you bet. Excuse me, Mr. Brown. Black students who come from the hood, like yourself, fail to realize how important it is to be set on a path of success. We have to stop making excuses. I've worked hard to become black excellence, Mr. Brown. I hope you're striving for the same goal. The question we need to ask ourselves is, what does it mean to be a black man struggling against similar systems of dehumanization and oppression? And how do we overcome that? How do we sing our song in a land that positions us as anti-intellectual, oversexed, violent, misogynistic, emotionally distant and cold? Why is it that we are the culture where it's corny to be smart and responsible? We as black men must fight daily to change that narrative that we are all not thugs. This is your first day at a new school, and it's important to make a good first impression. Your behavior reflects poorly on all us black men on this campus, specifically me, as your principal. I feel sort of an obligation to you, Mr. Brown.
Well, don't. You're not my dad, all right? I have a father. What you need to do is stop preaching to me and work on doing your job and finding out why your black students are being treated like common criminals. I heard you talking to that white lady. Y'all could all use a lesson on critical race theory.
Hmm. Says here you were the lead editor of your school magazine. Wow, a journalist. I can see that. You certainly seem like a very smart, talented, and outspoken young man, especially with a name like Tahuti. Did you know that your name means Egyptian god
of earth, moon, sky, air, and sea? God of writing, speaking, and knowledge. Mostly known for inventions such as the hieroglyphics. Also known as the messenger. Yeah. I ain't gotta act like some basic white boy to show you my intelligence. You can't tell me nothing, bruh.
I can educate you, bruh. When black people display their intelligence, they are not imitating any ideal of whiteness. Intelligence is not an inherently white trait. Like I said, my black excellence is self-made, Mr. Brown. I attended Morehouse College, which is an historically black institution, and gained networks with so many brothers it helped me gain traction in my career, despite my environment.
Oh, let me guess. You grew up in the hood and overcame drugs and gang violence and still made something of yourself? Yeah? Yeah, I've heard that one before.
No. I came from a good home. Both of my parents were and still are attorneys. We lived in the suburbs, surrounded by nothing but racist white people who called me uppity nigger quite frequently. I had to fight that environment. They expect men like us to fail, but I know we're greater.
Nah, you think you're greater than me. You look at how I'm dressed and automatically think I'm some kind of lost thug you have to save and lecture. Hey, yo, I got things to do. I'm a bounce.
We're not done here. You're not a thug, Mr. Brown.
Tell that to the lady who said I attacked her. Your assumptions of me not being capable of conducting myself properly is the same as that white lady who's afraid of me because I'm black and listening to rap music. Your moral base and her racist biases are the real problem, not me.
Touché, Mr. Brown. You're absolutely right. I appreciate you enlightening my perspectives. Sometimes I get so caught up in wanting to save my people, I forget to cheer them on. So thank you. The secret of change is to
focus all your energy, not on fighting the old, but building the new.
Socrates. That's one of my favorite quotes.
Yeah, my brother made me memorize it. Because he says I get lost in my feelings about the past a lot. He showed me my black excellence.
Your brother sounds like a good man. What happened to your brother, Mr. Brown? I have a little brother. Well, had a little brother. He was killed 11 years ago. He was only 17. It was sort of an accident, wrong place, wrong time kind of a thing. After he was killed, I decided to go into education so I could teach young brothers other options in life. But I found myself, as you say, preaching to young black men, trying to get them to change. You're making me realize my misplaced judgment. Come on, young brother. Just tell me what happened.
That's why my mom made me come to this school and live with my grandma. She said this school would be better for me so I could get my mind off my big brother, Tariq. They killed my brother, man. Why did they kill my brother? I miss him so much.
Who killed your brother?
Who killed your brother? Sunday morning breakfast. Mom needed eggs from the store. Just turned 16. Asked if I could drive my brother's whip. I prefer his Lexus over the Explorer.
Golden sunshine, blue skies, basketball on the blacktop. My brother would get so mad at my reach because I'd always block his jump shot.
I hopped in the driver's seat, big bro rode shotgun. We listened to gospel music all day with mom, so we turned up some trap rap for fun.
My ball, game point, Euro step to the hoop. Bounced it off the backboard, gave myself an alley-oop.
We hit the block fast. I thought I was flexing. Tire marks on the curb to avoid the car from wrecking.
That's game. He smiled and said that I cheated, tried to mush my head.
He told me if I messed up his tires, he'd tell my girl I used to pee in the bed.
We laughed. Blackout. The park was so full that day. So many kids at the playground.
We passed the cop car on the street. My brother yelled for me to slow down.
I heard ice cream trucks, kids laughing, loud bass and Range Rovers.
I seen flashing lights, heard sirens, voices saying, pull the car over.
I looked over at my brother. He screamed out to run.
He told me to be cool because in the car he had a gun.
Bullets flying, children crying from the hands of hood gangs on the street.
The officer told us to step out of the car and ask for ID.
I looked back at the court and all I could do was holler.
They said my brother fit the profile of an armed bank robber.
So many people shot. I tried to look for my brother in all of the mess.
They searched our car, found the gun, and tried to place my brother under arrest.
That's when it happened. Bloody basketballs where my brother lay. One shot to his chest from the bullet spray.
My brother resisted and told the officers he was licensed to carry. They didn't give a damn because of them he looked scary. Pow!
They killed my brother.
Excuse me, Principal Shoei. I don't mean to bother you again, but there's a new student that was supposed to come see me today after school. Says here on his school records he's an amazing writer. We should get him to join our media blog. His name is Tehuti Brown. Have you heard of him? Back at it like a crack addict, Mr. Black Magic, crack a bitch back, chiropractor, craftmatic, big status, smoking big, Cali in a black alley, in a black granddaddy, rolling down, old natty, how, napping Maddie as a black granddaddy, all back, no capping, fat black, boat captain, stay floating, no flapping, wave runner, I'm a gunner, I'm a head, your block, hot as a sunner, all summer, and I put that on Osama and my motherfucking mama. I'ma terrorize the actors playing like they want some drama. I'ma chop them with a chopper till I motherfucking drop
2014, Nathan B. Forrest High School was finally changed to Westside High School after 55 years. Stay tuned for the comp.
Destination Freedom Black Radio Days presents The Conk, written by Kenya Fashaw. Characters, James, young black male, 19 to 20. Hart, the barber, black male. Shorty, black male, man of the world in his own mind. Hart, a young barber, is going back and forth with his friend Shorty in the barber chair with a rag wrapped around his head. A young boy named James walks into the barber shop. The year is 1945, the end of World War II.
Good Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, good. You looking to get cleaned up?
Yes, sir.
Hot. The magic barber is the man for you then, young blood. My dude already cleaner than a fresh pair of Stacia Adams. Hart shall hook me up. You know, I'll get draped from head to toe, and I only have the best taking care of the treasure on top of my head.
Pay my boy Shorty no mind. I can take care of you. As much time he spends here, you think he worked here. Who you looking to impress anyway? You got you a young coal scuttle blonde? Where on the color scale is the lucky lady?
I don't deal on no coal. The lighter the better, and white is right. This girl here light up the room and got all the Negroes wide-eyed and lusting.
You one of those, huh? Running from your own kind.
Yeah, you heard what I said?
You mean to tell me I've been associating with a handkerchief-head, Uncle Tom-ass Negro this whole time? Don't do your sisters like that, Shawty.
I ain't doing them no way. Don't do me like that, Hart. Get off my back and leave me alone about them white gals. I want to see you try to get a woman before talking to me about how I treat any woman, damn it.
You sure you want to talk that jive when I got this razor in my hand?
Ain't nobody scared of you, sucker.
Oh, shut up and air it out, Shawty. I got to make my lettuce.
As you command, oh sucker of the razor.
Hey, what you looking to get done today, young blood?
I'm not sure. I'm supposed to leave here with a clean cut. My daddy wants this hair off my head, but I got a gig coming up, and I need to look the part of a musician.
Uh-huh. Hart, this kid came to the right place. Kink no more. What you play?
Saxophone. What you talking about, kink no more?
Young blood, let me tell you. I'm the best conk barber around, never to be associated with the company Knox Kinks Crazy. That KKK foolishness ain't welcome around here. Still don't know why them Negroes named a conk company after the KKK. But I'm the best. Go blow your horn in the Clef Club and find out. I work my magic. I wash, straighten, trim, even throw a little dye in there if you'd like.
Now you know. What'd you say your name was?
I'm James Wilson.
James ain't ready for that heat. So don't put him in the kitchen, baby. I remember I gave a country boy like you a conk back in Boston not long ago. My boy Red.
Aw, here we go. He always talking that mess about how he did the best conk in Harlem but don't want to rent no chair. He just hang around my shop all day.
Hart, will you stop interrupting me before I bust your chops? My hustle bigger than cutting these dirty neck Negroes' heads all day long. Back to what I was saying. Red, he ended up being my best friend. We've been running around Roxborough together. His hair was like a Brillo pad before I got to him. I let his hair grow out, and after some weeks of growing, I sent him to the store for some Congolese dream recipe. Now, my little mix ain't got nothing on Hart's, but what I used was some potatoes, that red devil dye, eggs, Vaseline, a bar of soap, hair combs, a water hose sprayer, rubber apron, and gloves. That's all I needed to get to work.
What's all that for? Are we going back to war with the Japs or something?
It's the beginning of the new you, the better you. Catch my drift? Cooler than the other side of the pillow. Fly than a bald eagle. More style than any white man walking around Manhattan. This hair, young blood, is shiny, slick, pack.
Mm-hmm.
That's freshly trimmed style that catches all the women's eyes.
Yes, it do.
That Congolese right here, also known as conk, make a woman fall in love with you and have you screaming your name. Then she gonna want to rub her fingers through your hair. Yes, Lord.
Enough of all that, what he talking about. I use my own special mix of potatoes, eggs, and lye to lay you down and straighten you out just right. I don't know what Red was thinking about, letting Shorty style him up. Red, lucky he not running around here bald like Jack Johnson, scalp burning and all fooling around with this jig.
Get up off of me. I did right by Red. Oh, enough of what you talking.
Oh, shut up, fool. Young man, your hair long enough. What you say? You ready to get conked out?
My pops talk real bad about having one. I don't know. He say everyone suffers from an inferiority complex and thinks looking like that don't make it no better. He told me black men who conk lost touch with themselves.
Your father ain't the one sitting here right now, neither. He ain't nothing but a conk, busting, beating his gums.
Watch your mouth by my daddy, brother.
Now you two settle down. We ain't got no space for that up in here.
Nah, he don't know a damn thing about style. Your daddy don't understand the total package. From conks to zoot suits and soul, every inch is important. Especially if you plan on being seen blowing that horn anywhere around here. The talent has to match the look. You catch what I'm throwing?
Yeah, I get it. All my dad wants is for me to focus on is getting in one of those black colleges so I can get a good job. All I want to do is play my horn.
You look like you about, what, 19, 20? About time you start living your own life.
Yeah, not living your boring-ass daddy's life.
I'm not going to tell you again to watch your mouth talking about my daddy, old man.
What you plan on doing about it? You scared of your daddy? What do you think I'm going to do to you? I'm the one you need to be scared of. Come on.
Sit down, James. Play this fool shorty no mind. Let's get back to this hair. Now, I done seen the best of them with a conk. Good black men. Let's see, Louis Johnson, Count Basie, Cab Calloway, Nat King Cole.
My daddy says it's just another example of the black man trying to be white. He calls it utter foolishness.
Again, I said your daddy is a plumb fool. Ain't not a soul as clean as a Negro with a conk. No white man or no boring, buzz-cut Negro. You better best stop listening to what your daddy say. That there horn and not is not for little boys with daddies in their ear.
Say no more. Conk for show.
Wait. Do you think getting my hair conked will make me lose my identity?
I don't know about all that. But you about to be cleaner than a bill of health after I'm done.
Don't you want to prove your daddy wrong by going to some nigger college and become a big-time horn player?
I do want more gigs. I play real good. Most people like it.
Well, let's get you more gigs, young blood.
While you're at it, make sure you throw in some of them white gals, too.
Hart takes his lye brush and starts to apply it in his hair. The lye begins to burn instantly. James makes groaning noises, begins to grip the chair, and is noticeably starting to feel the pain.
Come on now. You can take it, younger. You're almost there. That conk gonna be right for you, I swear.
Just a little longer. Then we wash it out.
Hart starts to comb through the chemical-filled hair. James is looking more and more uncomfortable.
It really hurts. I need to wash this mess out now. Is my hair falling out? Tell me something. Y'all lied to me. My head is on fire.
Hart, tell this boy he be all right so he can shut up.
He's right for change. I've been doing this for a long time, so you in careful hands. All right. I'm all done. Let's head over to the sink and wash it out.
Proceeds to wash, then style. Hart swings James around in the barber chair with his fresh, straightened conk.
Ooh-wee! Shiny, slick back like a brand new Cadillac.
You play that saxophone full-time and you got yourself a day job.
I work over at the hotel as a bellhop. Them white folks be looking at me sideways all the time.
Probably because your hair was looking like it did.
Kiss my ass. My supervisor said I needed to do something about it since I got my first gig coming up at Minton's Playhouse. I figured I'd get right up in here so I can look right up there. I hear a lot of names jive up there.
I give this same style to half the musicians in Harlem, young blood. I told you that you was in good hands.
James slowly gets up and begins to check himself out in the mirror. Amazement.
Holy smokes! Look at my head. I look so different.
Magic, my brother. That'll be 30 cents.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
He ain't gonna know what to do with himself.
James reaches into his pocket and pays Hart. James, so mesmerized by his new look, begins to walk out with the mirror in his hand.
Hold on there, superstar. You walking out with one of my mirrors.
My apologies. I better get going. Thank you for this.
Hart hands James his saxophone case. He feels confident. Suddenly, 2 to 3 white women join in dancing while admiring his new do. He continues to play while dancing along with them. Shorty, walking by, notices.
That's my nigga!
You have just heard Destination Freedom Black Radio Day's production of The Lesson and the Conk by Kenya Fashaw. The cast for The Lesson was Stevie Weiss, Don Randall, and Latifah Johnson. The narrator was Donnie L. Betts. The cast for The Conk was Don Randall, Stevie Weiss, and Donnie L. Betts. The narrator was Latifah Johnson. This series is based on Richard Durham's Destination Freedom. No Credits Production, LLC, and Donnie L. Betts produces in the spirit of the original series, sharing the stories of Black, BIOP, and Indigenous people. Subscribe to our podcast at Broadway Podcast Network, Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to leave a comment. I'm Latifah Johnson for No Credits Production. Stay tuned for Donnie L. Betts.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad to have this new narrator talking. Don't worry about it. Podcast is podcast, okay? Make sure you tune in to all those outlets where you get your podcast. Stay tuned now. We got a special presentation by the great Lionel Young that was performed here last year. My name is Donnie L. Betts. So thank you again for listening. Be sure to tune in next month, November 16th. For Step Back Williams, a look at what the pandemic has done to us, okay? Especially to people of color. Good night.
Everybody come together, gonna have a real good time. Everybody get together, ooh, have a real good time. Play that blues and boogie woogie. Play it for you right on time. We got the young and old feeling all right. Come together, KG, and you shake it up all night. Everybody come together. Have a real good time. Play that blues and boogie woogie. Play it for you right on time. Right on time. Everybody clap your hand together, don't you be a slug. If the spirit moves, you get up and cut a rug. Everybody come together, gonna have a real good time. Play that blues and boogie boogie, play it for you right on time. Thank you. together, have a real good, have a real good time. Everybody come together, ooh, have a real good time. Play that blues and boogie boogie, play it for you right on time. Play it for you right on time. Play it for you right on time. Play it not a minute late, that, but play it, playing it for you right on time. Told me that I'm my mother's bad luck child. You know the gypsy woman told me that I'm my mother's bad luck child. See, she said you're having a good time now, but there's going to be trouble after a while. Well, I went to the gypsy woman, had my fortune told. She said, go home, son, look through your keyhole. You know, the gypsy woman told me that I'm my mother's bad luck child. Bessie said, you're having a good time now, son, but there's going to be trouble after a while. There's trouble, trouble, trouble. Well, I went back home, did what the gypsy woman said. Look through that keyhole, saw another man in my bed. You know the gypsy woman told me that I'm my mother's bad luck child. Yes, he said, you're having a good time now, but there's going to be trouble after a while. Trouble. There's going to be trouble after a while. Trouble, trouble. Trouble followed me to my grave. I'm looking for trouble. I know trouble's looking for me. Past my cast all my doubts in the deep blue sea. Well, my trouble coming through strong. No trouble looking for me. No trouble looking for me. I got my trouble right here. And I hope it don't find me too soon. Some strange times right here. Good we're here, because we might all be a witness. Because, you know, right now, things aren't going so well, because there's a devil in the White House.
The dark legend.
That's why blues won't go away. Yeah, there's a devil in the White House. That's why blues won't go away. Well, it's a feeling that keeps getting stronger as we come to this impeachment day. Can't you see out there's a brave new world? Whole country, whole world in an uproar. Brave new world out there. A whole country, whole world in an uproar. We're all standing at the crossroad. We're all standing at the and don't know which way to go. You got to look before you leap to land on solid ground. When you need your friends the most, that's the time they let you down, they let you down. Brave new world outside. Whole country, whole world in an uproar. We're all standing at the crossroad. Don't know which way to go. Don't know which way to go. Gotta get up early in the morning. Gotta stay on the ball. There's some folks out there waiting on your downfall. Brave new world out there. Whole country, whole world in an uproar. We're all standing at the crossroad. Don't know which way to go. Don't know which way to go. Don't know which way we're gonna go. All of us lost. Don't know which way we're gonna go.
Yeah. Mr. Lionel Young, W.C. Handy winner. Yes, yes. Listen to him on KGNU. You're listening to part of the beginning of the 20th anniversary of Destination Freedom Black Radio Days. And thank you for tuning in tonight. And, you know, we've been doing this show, like I said, for 20 years, 17 years on KGNU. And that's because of the generous donations that you make as our listeners. So you can give us a call, 930 3 449-4885 and make that contribution. If you call in tonight during this show in the next 15 minutes, we have a pair of tickets to our next show, October 22nd at the Newman Center at for Destination Freedom. Just call in, leave your name, and we'll take care of you on our guest list. You can also make that contribution at kgnu.org. kgnu.org, and we continue on with this great, great music on the cabaret and also on Tuesday nights. But Destination Freedom, as you said, we've been doing this for 17 years now on KGNU, total 20 years on air, and we want to continue, and we can continue with you helping us at 303-449-4885 and also at kgnu.org. And we're going to go back to Lionel. Lionel, you've been playing for quite some time now. So you started playing violin at, you said, 5 years old?
I was six.
Six, okay.
I started piano when I was five.
Ah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
And then you were sharing with me off mic that you also was an athlete.
Uh-huh.
And so you decided to go the musical route.
Yeah, I had a chance to go to play football in college, a small chance, but a chance.
Okay.
And when that didn't work out, I got a music scholarship.
Oh, see, beautiful.
And I said, okay, I guess I'm gonna be a musician, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I haven't looked back that much since, except for occasions when I get asked about it.
Well, we don't want you to look back. We want you to look forward.
I'm looking forward.
Yeah, it's just an amazing career that you had and continue to have. We're just honored that you decided to be with us again tonight. You've been with us several times throughout our journey here on Destination Freedom, so we're honored once again that you continue to be with us on our journey. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Donnie.
What are we going to hear next? Switching to the guitar. Okay.
I switched a little bit. Changed my clothes, got a new outfit on. I hope you like it.
I do. I love it.
It's a little bit of guitar.
Okay.
You know, there's a fire on the mountain. Look out down below. There's a fire on a mountain, look out down below. Soon come those people living in those mountains with have no place else to go. Did you see that smoke rising high into the sky? Did you see that smoke rising high into the sky? Smoke keeps rising higher. Smoke keeps rising higher and higher. Maybe we could all do a rain dance and put an end to this drought. And the sacred rain will fall down and put this fire out. There's a fire on the mountain. Look out down below. There'll be people living in those mountains that have nowhere else to go. Thank you.
Look, see, there's a fire on the mountain. Can you see? There's a full moon out there with a lunar eclipse. Did you see that full moon out there with a lunar eclipse? Oh, when I see that fire on the mountain, seems like the dawning of the apocalypse. And you see there's a fire on that mountain. Can you, we must look out down below. There's a fire on the mountain, look out down below. Soon come the people living on the mountain. We'll have nowhere else to go. Have nowhere else to go. Everybody should treat a stranger right when they're in need.
Freedom. We're very excited that he's here with us tonight. We're very excited to be in this 20th year of doing Destination Freedom. As I mentioned earlier, we're also in the middle of our pledge drive, so make sure you make your call at 303-449-4885 or kgnu.org and make your contribution to the station or this radio show. We really hope that you support Destination Freedom. It would be fantastic. We continue to be on the air and servicing you. We have great sponsors, but we also need help. We need help from you out there. As I said, you can get a pair of tickets to the next show, which would be March, October 22nd at the Newman Center. It's called The Tale of the Bullet. It is a story of a shooting but it's told from the perspective of the bullets. The bullets are doing the talking. The bullets say, the gun gets all the love, we do all the work. So our guest for that panel would be Representative Tom Sullivan, who lost his son in the Aurora theater shooting of a young man who was being just bullied at school.
Quick note, this was a pre-recorded segment. Shot.
He survived.
We do not have tickets available for donating. Thanks for listening.
People like Brother Jeff as the moderator. Such a great international vocalist will be performing in the show as well as acting in the show. Monique Brooks Roberts. And Jeff Campbell, a.k.a. Apostle. So please come out and support. Again, if you want to support this show and the station, call us at 303-449-4885, kge.org. Again, we want to thank Mr. Lionel Young for bringing his flavor, his soul, and everything that he has for us. Again, it's Donnie Betts. I'm a producer director of Destination Freedom, have been ever since we started some 20 years ago. And we're very excited to be here. You can get more information about the show at nocredits.com, nocredits.com. Hit us up on Instagram, all those things that I'm just getting familiar with, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all those things we have now, too. So we hope if you would be in contact with us that way. Again, it's been our pleasure to be with you here tonight on the Cabaret at KGNU. Make that contribution at 303-449-4885, kgnu.org. We'll be going back to regular programming in just a few, not in a few minutes, in maybe 1 minute. So very exciting. I get the nod from the other studio. It's great to be in a studio where there's two or three studios around. It's just it's so exciting, you know. So again, thank you. Thank you, Lionel.
Thank you.
Thank the cast and crew. Thank Mr. Rob G for coming in doing the video for us. You can hit him up at Optimum Films. At any time, he's an amazing cinematographer and one of my good friends and a hip-hop head and all that kind of good stuff. But he does his thing, and we're really happy. Okay? Again, thank you for being with us. And back to the regular programming.
And it's a couple minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're getting ready for Caliente. This is your host, D. Ryder. Just pulled into the station in my green 69 Plymouth Belvedere, kind of a cool evening before we get a warm-up this weekend. We're going to move around all over the Spanish world. We're going to start out in Europe. We're going to move to South America, then to Panama, Cuba. And let's see, then we're going to do a shout out to Roberto Roena, and we're going to get into that in the second hour, and we'll wind up eventually in Brooklyn. But to start out, we're going to hear something from Malfino. It's a UK collective mixing cumbias with tropical rhythms.
Bye.
And this is your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Con cada paso se aleja de la imagen que le disfruta. Mis sueños me llevan, flotan entre otros planetas, de la tarde hasta la mañana. Se movía, me levanté la vista demasiado tarde, me quité los zapatos, fue una mala decisión.
That was the Belgian sextet, Bel Cirque, and their new CD, La Grande Fête. And they sing in Spanish, French, and English. That was Locura. Next, a couple from Colombia. And we're going to start with